Hello, I'm Terry Bennett, and welcome to another edition of Organ Stop, our regular programme dedicated almost entirely to music written for the organ. We feature mainly classical composers, but with the occasional surprise thrown in from time to time. This evening we're featuring works by Bach, of course, Vidor, Mendelssohn, Elgar, Debussy, and a few others. Marcel Dupré lived between 1886 and 1971 and succeeded Vidor at Saint-Sulpice in 1934, a post he retained until his death 37 years later. He was a prolific recitalist and taught two generations of well-known organists. In some ways, Dupré may be viewed as a Paganini of the organ. Being a virtuoso of the highest order, he contributed extensively to the development of technique, although, like Paganini, his music is largely unknown to musicians other than those who play the instrument for which the music was written. A fair and objective critique of his output should be taken into account the fact that occasionally the emphasis on virtuosity and technique can be detrimental to the music content and substance. Nevertheless, his more successful works combine this virtuosity with a high degree of musical integrity, qualities found in compositions such as the Preludes and Fugues, the Esquisse, and today's piece, the Cortège et Litanie. This is a brilliant display piece that runs the entire dynamic range and shows the combinations capable of delicate sounds as well as the grandiose effect that prevails at the work's conclusion. In common with several other compositions, Dupré uses two main and separate themes, which he then combines for the grand finale. Marcel Dupré's Cortège et Litanie, Opus 19, number 2, played there by Robert Quinney at the organ of Westminster Cathedral. A trio sonata is so called as there are just three parts, one played in the right hand, one with the left, and one in the pedal. Never are there more than three notes being played simultaneously. This, however, does not render the pieces any less difficult to play. Bach's are considered not only to be amongst his finest works, but also the most challenging for the organist. Bach's six trio sonatas were written at Leipzig in the late 1720s, and here we have the Andante movement from sonata number 3 in D minor, in an arrangement for organ, viola da gamba, and harpsichord.
Thank you.
Bach's Trio Sonata No. 3 in D minor, BWV 527, and the organ there was played by Marek Toporowski. Charles Marie Vidor was born in Lyon in 1844 and died in Paris some 93 years later, having compiled a lifetime of orchestral, organ, chamber, choral and piano works, of which probably the best known are his 10 organ symphonies, composed while he was at Saint-Sulpice in Paris from 1870. The Toccata from his Fifth Symphony is surely his best-known work, but all 10 of the organ symphonies bear considerable musical merit. Here we have the finale from Symphony No. 2 in D major.
Thank you.
The finale from Vidor's Symphony No. 2 in D major, Opus 13 No. 2, played there by Martin Bamber at the organ, appropriately, of Saint-Sulpice in Paris. Now, Eric Tymon was an English composer, conductor and organist who lived between 1900 and 1975. He was largely self-taught, but achieved the FRCO in 1921 and awarded a music doctorate at the age of 28. He was organist of Park Chapel, Crouch End, and the City Temple in London, and also a professor of harmony at the Royal Academy of Music. Here we have his meditation on the hymn tune Slain, Lord of All Hopefulness, or Be Thou My Vision. the meditation on the hymn tune Slain, played there by Simon Hogan at the organ of Southall Minster. Edward Elgar was perhaps one of the best-loved English composers of the Victorian and Edwardian era. His output included an extensive catalogue of orchestral, choral and chamber music, as well as such tours de force as his cello concerto and pomp and circumstance marches. He wrote few pieces for the organ, but did manage two sonatas, the first of which arose from a request to Elgar to write an organ voluntary for a convention of American organists in the English city of Worcester in 1895. Instead, Elgar decided on a four-movement sonata of nearly half an hour's length. Here we're going to hear the presto, the final movement from that sonata. The Presto from Organ Sonata No. 1 in G Major, Opus 28, and that was by Edward Elgar, played by Benjamin Nicholas at the organ of Merton College in Oxford. Sir George Thorburn Ball was born in Australia in 1896, but, like Handel 200 years before him, spent most of his musical career in London, where he began a long association with the Temple Church. This lasted from 1923 until 1983. He became president of the Royal College of Music and was a regular broadcaster. Amongst the best known of his works for organ is the Elegy, but today we have his tune in E in the style of John Stanley. George Thorburn Ball's tune in E, in the style of John Stanley, played there by Ian Tracy at the organ of the Liverpool Anglican Cathedral. Claude Debussy was a French composer who lived between 1862 and 1918. His family was of modest means, but he showed sufficient musical talent to be admitted to the Paris Conservatoire at the age of 10, initially studying piano, but subsequently composition, and later organ with César Franck. La Cathédrale Engloutie, the submerged cathedral, is a prelude written by Debussy for solo piano. It was published in 1910 as the 10th prelude in Debussy's first of two volumes of 12 piano preludes, and is characteristic of Debussy in its form, harmony and content. The renowned French organist Olivier Lattery plays his own arrangement of the piece for organ. Thank you. Olivier Latry there at the organ of La Philharmonie de Paris. And that was Debussy's La Cathédrale Anglicée from the Preludes, Book 1, L117. George Philipp Telemann was a German composer of the Baroque era who died in 1767. Almost completely self-taught in music, he became a composer against his family wishes, and after studying in Magdeburg, Zellerfeld and Hildesheim, entered the University of Leipzig to study law, but eventually settled on a career in music. Telemann is one of the most prolific composers in history and was considered by his contemporaries to be one of the leading German composers of the time. He was compared favourably both to his friend Johann Sebastian Bach, who made Telemann the godfather and namesake of his son Carl Philipp Emanuel, and to George Friedrich Handel, whom Telemann also knew personally. Telemann's music incorporates several national styles, French, Italian and German, for example, and is even at times influenced by Polish popular music. He remained at the forefront of all new musical tendencies, and his music is an important link between the late Baroque and early classical styles. George Philipp Telemann's Maestoso from the Heroische Musik. Sergei Rachmaninoff was a Russian composer who lived between 1873 and 1943, and is famed for his music for the piano. His four piano concertos are among the most famous orchestral works and are widely performed. His Rhapsody on a theme of Paganini, Opus 43, was written for solo piano and symphony orchestra, closely resembling a piano concerto, albeit in a single movement. The work was written at his villa, the Villa Senar in Switzerland, according to the score, from July 3rd to August 18th, 1934. As a little light relief, here is a transcription by the young American concert organist Cameron Carpenter. Cameron Carpenter there playing his international touring organ and Rachmaninoff's Rhapsody on a theme of Paganini, Opus 43, number 18. Well, that's pretty much all we have time for this week. I hope you've enjoyed the music that we've brought you. We're going out with some Mendelssohn and the famous Wedding March in C major, which was written in 1842 and probably one of the best-known pieces for organ. Good night.